Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Today we have Hugh Sandberg, Vice Chairman with the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion and Research Board, to talk about what your dollar does to drive demand for beef.
Thank you for having me today. When we talk about sustainability, it's about more than protecting your land. It's about the beef checkoff, supporting good practices, so your way of life stands the test of time. Good practices like the BQA certification. Colorado State University recently found that producers who listed their BQA certification in video auctions earned a premium on average of $16.80 per head sold. And recently we found that by continuing to improve how we take care of our land, our cattle, and overall operations, today's U.S. beef producers are producing the same amount of beef with one-third less cattle than they did four decades ago. It just goes to show when we are good stewards of the land takes care of us.
Those are some incredible findings, Hugh. Thanks for joining us from the Cattlemen's Beef Board. To find out more about what your dollar does for the beef industry, visit yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Well, today was another extremely eventful futures market trading day. We had the live cattle and feeder cattle limit down, and that put the live cattle down $3 across the board and feeder cattle down about $4.50, which is the limit across the board. So extreme weakness here on live cattle and feeder cattle, and really the hogs as well. The May hogs were down the limit 3 cents at 67.20. So across the board, live cattle, feeder cattle, and lean hogs all down extremely hard. There is a great deal of panic and of course, uncertainty to go along with it. Nobody knows what the result or what the next thing that's happening. The coronavirus tends to be something that we don't know a whole lot about, and as people trying to make our way through the agriculture business, we don't know. So the markets are reacting to that, and at this point, kind of falling on hard times here. There are some glimmers of hope here. The box beef market hasn't really been down all that much. It's held together pretty well. The choice has held together somewhere around 207 for a while now. It was 206.51, down 66 at midday. Select was 197. So the box beef market has maintained its strength.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the Hall Coyote Hills annual bull sale Saturday, March 14th at the ranch. 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. All bulls developed and performance tested at Coyote Hills Ranch, all with genomically enhanced EPDs. There's a 5% volume discount for five or more bulls. For more information or sale catalog, go to www.hallchr.com or call 580-597-3006. That's 580-597-3006.
The grain markets are just like what's going on in the cattle market, under quite a bit of pressure, but not limit down. Corn is down about 9 to 9.5 cents. Soybeans are down 14 to 16 cents. The Chicago wheat down 7 to 8. Kansas City down 2 to 4. One thing that the grain markets have been pretty good about is they're already pretty cheap going into this issue, so they haven't been a lot of additional selling, really just going back to previous lows, not making new lows like we're seeing in the cattle futures market. And so I did a comparison of the different markets here and how much they're down at this time. The stock market is down somewhere 21 to 22%, depending on what you look at. The July Kansas City wheat's down about 15-16%. Cotton's down 15%. The beans are down about 12%. Corn down about 8 to 9%. So the stock market has actually sold off quite a bit more than the grain markets. And one of the reasons why, again, is because it started off at a lot lower price, unlike the stock market was at all-time highs. Currently, the Dow Jones is down about 2,200 points. It's 21,350 in the March Dow. The S&P is down about 240 points, so we'll see where it goes from here.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.